Go. Hello, hello. All from Happy Aarhus. Was a pretty nice day. We walked all through Aarhus. My feet are hurting, my back is hurting, but happy. So, welcome to the closing of this year's successful BitRiseCon. You will see why. So, this is of all the stats. We had up to 12 watchers and listeners, but in these statistics is not that we had Mumble, which is more on Wednesday, and that we had people listening to the recordings. Many people were not able to make it. Of course, all recordings are online, but we have no statistics at all how people use that. So I can't tell you. So we should be like 30 people or something listening to it and over the year rewatching. People already said that the recordings are nicer now with the audio stereo, easier to listen to. Of course, we also have the transliteration for people who maybe can't listen or deaf. So perfect. Let's see what we did. So we all did 3D terrain scanning. We scanned ADC's garden and it worked. Was not 100% perfect, but it looked like at least his garden. So this is of course what something that can be improved, but the proof of concept is there. It's done. That's how what open source is about. Perfection happens over time. So NIAI, there we reworked the GPT script because of CatPoint. So now it's easy to use. We didn't do any big LLM things because they're CUDA and NVIDIA is in our way. Then we have a new service called CatPoint Karaoke. Try it out. You can use it at your home, at your business. So when you're missing your PowerPoint or whatever, just open SSH terminal, go there. And you can hold a presentation about some topic. Please send us when this helped you in your business career so we can improve it. You only need SSH. And there it goes. There will be new ones generated over time. Every day, a new one is generated. So maybe we will find really funny ones which we can then use. Maybe as content for BRCon or something, as a new format. Pretty nice. Thank you, ADC, who did most of the work. Perfect. Then the Ad Scriptorium. There before everything for trying out, I did the Ad Jam on how to do to-do handling in Ad. Of course, it's completely rough. We're improving stuff. Like the jams, they are also on the recordings. You will have a traffic jam, you will have a hill jam where we just recorded what we did. It's pretty much funny. But it was a tryout of being able to do that wherever you have a 5G connection. And we were just in the rural countryside of near Aarhus. So it was easily possible. And this proves that we can do it now everywhere. So Flat Earth Denmark meeting happened. We did massive non-hill climbing because there are no hills. Everything's flat. We had for three people proving that. So be careful when the government tells you about hills or mountains. They do not exist. Fuck off Google. So this was about a website done by all fighters against Google, which made nice stickers in Berlin. So I made a ripoff for Gopher because Google has to fuck off in Gopher space too. Then the game room. It was reworked. If you go there, you will see the dialogue menu now. So this can be more extended if you have like difficulties or submenus. This is now very easy and you can use all dialogue features. Of course, it can also be themed now with dialogue, but this makes it more flexible. Easier to add because before that I was reluctant to add new features because I had to rework the manually the whole menu. Now it just adds something and will automatically appear in your dialog. geology. We did really long geology, practiced the hackathon. Thank you, ADC. He was showing us the presentations going around, but there was also a patch software product that was Evil Bob. So he was inspired during the talk to write some conversation tool for Dutch deer format. I don't know anything about it, but ADC was happy about it. So open source and our ideas work. GopherTV, we reworked the front end a bit, and the logo was reworked, so it's more funny. And I think we also fixed some update issue.
We have to look more into that.
Yeah, look more into it. There's some problem with some meme naming, but now some parts are fixed. QGIS DICOM. So at my presentation, I made the script to import some images into DICOM server packs. So this is actually a funny project too. So you can connect the images to some image server of completely unrelated protocols. So it's possible. Maybe this will be worked on, but it's the proof of concept is there. So with the ultrasound wiper protocol reversal, this morning I reversed the whole protocol. So I have a capture of it. I got some way of how the packages are named, some details of the protocol. So next step, of course, for me will be to somehow connect both. So the logic is now there. We have a complete recording of the protocol of the packets. Next thing will be implementation and redoing it with a different client. But as always, step by step, open source, small arm is steps. So let's come to our prizes. Let's see who's first. Who won it? ADC. Whoa.
Number one.
Number one. And second is Evil Bob.
Number two.
And number three, Pocket Link. He sent in an Emacs patch. Then linguistics. Woo. He's already at the train station, getting back to Germany. And 28, me. Of course, I could have more and more points. So, but I'm the one who gives out the prizes. So I will have to distribute. So I gave my prize to ADC and its children, so they can have a nice bird fun, because I already know this. So congrats. Please, everyone. ADC already got his prize. Linguistics got one. So Evil Bob and Pocket Lint, please send me to 28 the address where I should send the prizes, and then you will get it via postal service. Okay. Thank you for participating. So, thanks to all people coming to Aarhus. Thanks to all people contributing to IRC. It was very much fun. All the discussions, different ideas. As you've seen this year, the conference changed a bit. I made it more cozy, small, but since no one sent in many presentations, I just did presentations on stuff I liked. I hope people liked it too. Thanks to all people supporting Bitrise all year long. You can always come up. There's something that's talked about. There's memes. There's fun. New topics. Everything. Thanks to all people sending in hackathon patches, because that's what how to make prizes. First of all, no one will send something in, but then the patches came in quickly. But that's normal. On procrastinating people with overworked brains. First work shortly before deadline. So, BitriseCon 2027 next year. I changed the rule of having it in Kallenberg every year because it's too rural, Kallenberg. And the interest of people hosting it is big. So, I want to work on that list because maybe when we get old, we can meet in some elderly home in Kallenberg. And all of you go there via ambulance and insurance. So it will happen. Strasbourg, France. People, there's a group of people liking small software, and they already had their conference and they were asking for our conference system. So this time we can host together with them. Strasbourg, as you know, is one of the capitals of Europe. It's easy to reach. There we have parliaments, there we have European institutions, and you are in Alsace-Lorraine, where there is huge history. Very nice houses. Look it up. Good culture, good food. Come there. It's something very beautiful to visit. So, what is so special about BRCon? It will be the 10th one. If I count it right, I'll have to look it up again. Yes, it will be the 10th one. Because we started... Right. Because I always count it differently. Ooh. Yes, the first one was in 2017, so we will have our 10th BRCon next year. Ooh. When will it happen? Well, I asked the people in Strasbourg. It will be in June 2027. So, as always, the online stuff during the week, and meeting will be on the weekend. How long will it be? Well, we will keep the format. It has proven to be a good format for all, wherever you are, how to join in. Short presentations in the evening, then discussion on this topic in the evening, no mixing, like in big conferences where you have like 8 hours sitting there, all different kinds of stuff, and when you go home in the evening, you don't really know what you learned, and that way you can even sleep over the topic to internalize it, which is important. Will there be conference fees? As always, no. I will pay for this stuff because due to our technology, we can easily scale down. If all strings are interrupted, we will meet at a McDonald's on an autobahn. That's enough for us to hold a conference. Will there be fun? Of course, like this year. Good people, nice people, fun online memes. Very nice. Okay, so here are the hackathons again. Look there, maybe find some ideas too. Hack the planet, have fun, and have a safe trip home.